From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. With Wall Street wobbling and nervous investors watching the airstrikes in Afghanistan, this might not seem like the best time to introduce a company to the stock market. But that is just what Given Imaging has done. The Israeli company, with U.S. offices near Atlanta, went public last week. It makes a medical device that sounds like something out of science fiction, a bite-sized camera for taking pictures inside the small intestine. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Given Imaging raised $60 million with its public offering, a remarkable feat in the current bear market. Even more remarkable is the company's product, a tiny camera in a capsule, small enough to swallow. The Food and Drug Administration okayed Given's GastroCam for diagnostic use this summer. Dr. Dan Schultz signed the FDA's approval order.
Basically what this is, it's a capsule that is swallowed by the patient, and when you swallow the capsule, basically it's sort of like beginning the fantastic voyage. It actually takes pictures all the way down through the entire gastrointestinal tract and then comes out the other end.
Schultz is not the only one to draw a comparison between Given's GastroCam and the 1960s science fiction movie, in which Raquel Welch and a team of doctors are shrunk down to the size of a blood cell to repair a patient's brain from the inside.
We can reduce anything down any size we want. People, ships, tanks, planes.
General, I've heard some wild ones, but this takes it.
The GastroCam is not as maneuverable as the tiny submarine in the movie, but it does provide its own moving picture of a part of the gut that doctors rarely get to see. The tiny camera snaps two photographs each second, while an equally small antenna transmits the pictures to a recorder on the patient's belt. Because there are no wires attached, the camera can go places and see things that are beyond the reach of a traditional endoscope. Blair Lewis of Mount Sinai Medical School in New York ran the clinical trial of the camera pill. He says it's also more comfortable for the patient.
People clearly prefer swallowing a pill and being able to walk around during the day while they're undergoing their exam than being sedated and have something placed inside of them. Everybody universally thought that it was easily swallowed, that they would gladly repeat the examination. People clearly prefer this over standard endoscopic means.
And investors quickly swallowed up the stock when the maker of the camera pill went public last week. Given Imaging sold 5 million shares at $12 apiece, even though its lead underwriter, Lehman Brothers, had been forced to relocate from its headquarters across the street from the World Trade Center. Given's was the first IPO since the terrorist attacks, and indeed the first since mid-August. Jim McCammett of the Medical Technology Stock Letter says biotech companies are not immune to Wall Street's jitters, but they have been affected less than most other parts of the economy.
I don't think it's a good time for any IPOs, quite frankly. But, the bankers really try and push the things that will work best in times like this. And at least in biotech, we don't have any fundamental issues. It's only the stock market issues that are a problem.
Each camera pill costs about $450, and the doctor needs a $20,000 workstation to read the pictures it produces. The camera pill's not for everybody. It can't take tissue samples or repair bleeding, and regulators say it should not be used for looking at the upper GI tract or the colon. Still, the capsule, which is about an inch long, is a marvel of miniaturization and wireless technology, and it may be just the beginning. Larry Smarr heads a new institute at the University of California, San Diego, where part of the mission is to marry wireless communication with biotechnology. Smarr says that combination should enable all sorts of diagnostic tools, like the camera pill, that could provide regular information about a patient's health.
Look inside your automobile today. There are probably 40 to 60 sensors and actuators tied together electronically inside your car. They're monitoring every major item, your spark plug timing, your gas mileage. Why do we treat our cars so much better than our bodies? Why don't we have these kind of sensors inside our bodies monitoring our own vital signs?
Wall Street is certainly interested. In the months before the terror attacks, medical and biotech companies dominated the limited market for IPOs. Another such company, Therasense, which makes a device for checking blood sugar in diabetes patients, is set to go public tomorrow. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.